Now that you have taken steps to remove doubt, it's time to focus on the solution to your anxiety. You've ruled out a medical condition, which means you are ready to approach your anxiety for what it is. So, what is anxiety? Anxiety is simply nervous energy. In this case of health anxiety, it's nervous energy expressed as physical sensations. The problem is not that you are having uncomfortable physical sensations. The problem is not that you have anxiety. The problem is your response to your anxiety. The problem is your response to these sensations. People with health anxiety respond to physical sensations with a lot of what ifs. What if I have cancer? What if I'm having a heart attack? What if I have a brain tumor? And so on. When you respond with what ifs, you increase anxiety's power over you. Somehow, in some way, you need to take that power back. You need a new phrase that will show anxiety who is boss. That phrase is whatever. Instead of responding to your anxiety with what ifs, begin to respond with whatever. You're not saying whatever if I'm ill, but rather whatever anxiety. I see the game you are trying to play here, and I'm not going to fall for it anymore. It doesn't serve me. Whatever anxiety. You can keep tormenting me with these anxious thoughts, but I trust I am well. I trust my mind. I trust in my body. It's really helpful to imagine your anxiety is a cartoon character you are speaking to when using this approach. Go ahead and say it out loud if it helps. Take your fear and dismiss it with a strong whatever or so what type attitude. When you do this, you are taking back control. You are telling anxiety that you won't let it own you. Let's get a bit more specific. Take a moment to think about the physical sensation that bothers you the most. Do you have one in mind? What does it feel like? Focus in on the sensation for a moment. Think of some words that describe it. Next, take a moment to identify the thoughts you associate with this symptom. In other words, when you experience this sensation, what do you fear is happening? What medical condition comes to mind? Do you have something in mind right now? Hold on to that thought and rename your experience. Tell yourself, what I'm feeling is just anxiety. What I'm feeling isn't cancer, or a heart attack, or a brain tumor, or fill in the blank. It's just nervous arousal. I trust I am healthy, and I surrender back control to my body instead of trying to mentally control everything with my mind. How you respond to your anxiety matters. Your goal isn't to resist the anxiety. Your goal is to go with the flow of the anxiety. Tomorrow, we will take this one step further and talk about how to embrace your anxiety. But for now, know that you are on the right track. You are already taking huge steps. At first, it can be difficult to respond to your anxiety with a whatever type attitude. But over time, it will become more and more natural for you. Over time, your new response to anxiety will make a difference. Recovery is possible. Just imagine what life will be like when anxiety becomes a thing of the past for you. You are on your way to making what once seemed impossible into a reality for you.